Welcome to the 6 o'clock hour of the Finsiders. Greg Likens here with the men of Troy. Troy Stratford, Troy Drayton, Tristan Jones with us as well in the Metro PCS Comment Center. You can join the chat online with her at dolphins.com. You can join us here on the show at 347-347 via the text or calling us at 1-855-GO-FINS. A lot more to come here in this 6 o'clock hour as we've got Crystal Ball Tuesday next segment. We're going to take you to the bottom of the hour. Marlins baseball as they continue their series with the Cubs. But right now we're going to head to the Metro PCS hotline and bring in CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Tom Garfinkel, who joins us. Tom, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Greg. How are you?
Doing well. Really appreciate you joining us. I know it's been a busy day for you as the modernization and renovation of Sun Life Stadium is now a reality. The Miami-Dade County Commission earlier today approved the plan for bonus payments for the Miami Dolphins for hosting marquee events. Stephen Ross is going to put $350 million of his own money into this project to enhance the stadium. And then in return for the big events that come down here, we will see some payments later on down the road. So, Tom, first of all, your excitement level that the vote went 7-4 in favor of the renovation plan.
Well, I think just excited that we're going to be able to get started here. We'll break ground on some of the smaller projects here in the coming weeks. And get started on the bigger ones right after the season. But most importantly, you know, this is going to ensure that the Miami Dolphins are going to be here for many, many years to come to survive current ownership, and that we're going to be able to be competitive to attract marquee events here. And, you know, certainly a world-class community like this deserves a world-class facility.
And describe to everybody that hasn't been paying attention to all this, just what this process has been like to get to this point so that the renovations will start taking place, as you said, relatively soon.
Well, I think the important thing, you know, Steve as an owner is committing to invest into this community, into the stadium, you know, $350 million plus to ensuring that there's going to be a world-class facility here for Dolphins fans and to attract these events. And that's really, you know, to privately fund a renovation like this is an amazing thing. And so Mayor Jimenez was, you know, certainly a tough negotiator, but also great to the Dolphins in the process, understood the value that a renovated stadium like this brings to Miami-Dade County, understood the commitment that Steve was making and what that meant. And we worked hard together over the last several months to try to find a solution that worked for all parties. We're happy that today we got the affirmative vote and we're able to move forward.
Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders via the Metro PCS hotline. And you mentioned some of these major events. I think that the one thing that you just emphasized is very important, Tom, is that, yes, that the Dolphins will be down here for a very long time with the renovated stadium. But also, I think fans are really excited now that the Dolphins will be in contention once again for Super Bowls, for big events in college football, as well as potential World Cups. How important was that in this process, not only for the Dolphins to have an enhanced stadium, but also to get these big events back here in South Florida?
Well, very important. I mean, you see the excitement around the World Cup in Rio right now. You see, you know, we've had 10 Super Bowls here in Miami-Dade County over our history, and we've been turned down the last 8 bids that we've presented. And I think, you know, it's just a much more competitive environment for these types of events now with new facilities in, you know, Minnesota and New York and Indianapolis and Santa Clara and Dallas and Phoenix. And it's just a very, very competitive environment. New stadium coming in Atlanta soon. So in order to compete in that environment for these events, you know, we really needed to have a state-of-the-art, world-class facility. And as I said today, Miami and Miami-Dade County, this is an aspirational city. This is a cultural mecca for the country and in some ways the world when it comes to things like technology and art and music. And sports is certainly part of that. And so in order to attract these world-class events here, we needed a world-class facility, and that's what Steve's committed to providing.
Tom, I remember when the Miami Dolphins were actually going for public money, a big part of the proposal was how a lot of local jobs were going to be created with the construction and the renovation. Is that still the case now that it has gone private with Mr. Ross? Is that pretty much the same case where a lot of local jobs are going to be provided, a lot of local workers will be having a hand in, you know, renovating the stadium?
It is, Troy. I think, you know, that was a topic of conversation at the commission meeting today. And, You know, we are committed to hiring, you know, when competitive, certainly, you know, small businesses, local businesses, minority businesses, you know, those are things that we want to do. Not because it's an obligation or a burden, but because it's just simply, as a policy, the right thing to do. And so that is something we'll do, and we continue to be, we are and will continue to be with this. The only sports team here in South Florida, or in the state of Florida for that matter, that pays property taxes. And we'll continue to pay those ad valorem taxes as part of this too. And, you know, those monies go to our neighbors, Miami Gardens. It goes into their general fund to fund things like schools and police and everything else. So, and we are the largest taxpayer in Miami Gardens and the largest employer in Miami Gardens, and that will continue.
Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders via the Metro PCS hotline. Tom, I saw some of the video and some of the pictures that emerged from you guys earlier today down speaking to the commissioners and the vote ultimately that happened. And I see you with a lot of Dolphins alums. How important was that, and how nice was that to have the support of some of the great players that this franchise has seen?
Well, Greg, I continue to be blown away by the alumni here and, you know, these players, the fraternity of players, how much they care about the Dolphins, about Miami, about each other, frankly, and about this fan base. And to see Dan Marino and Jason Taylor and Nat Moore and Dick Anderson and Larry Little there today, and, you know, we didn't have to ask twice. They said, tell me when to be there and we'll show up. They care. And, you know, we had an event recently with one of our partners in the Bahamas and brought out several sponsors, and we had a bunch of alumni there, and Dan was there, and to just watch everybody interact with each other, it's really a special part of this franchise, and I think it was important having them there today because, like I said today when I had an opportunity to speak, you know, I've moved my family to Miami-Dade County, and the more people I talk to, the more stories I hear. I continue to be blown away by just how big a part of the Dolphins are, a part of their lives, their family traditions, their experiences, and really a part of the people's hearts down here. And, you know, certainly those players I just mentioned and Troy and, you know, several others, you know, what you guys have built this franchise over time. I'm at the original Shula Steakhouse right now, and, you know, being with Coach Shula sometimes and all these players is really, really a special thing.
And no doubt, the Dolphins in this community, really a big part of the culture down here. All right, Tom, so now that this is a reality, that the modernization is going to occur, and as you mentioned, that in a very short period of time can start working on those things, what is the stadium going to look like? What are some of the main features that fans can look forward to once the renovation is complete?
Well, there's going to be a lot of new seating products and things, and we'll roll out more specifics at the appropriate time when we have details sort of finalized. But from a general sense, there will be a roof canopy with an opening in the middle that will, you know, shade more from the sun. It will shade from the rain, and that's really an iconic feature of the renovation. But also, the seats are going to be moved closer to the field. There'll be all new seats throughout the facility, and there'll be a lot of new experiences to have, new video boards and new club spaces and new seating products and new things. And we're working hard on the ingress and egress out in and out of the parking lots and how we get people in and out better and the experience people have in the parking lots themselves and on concessions and really every end-to-end part of the experience is it's going to look and feel like a brand-new stadium, and it's going to be a very different experience when it's done.
Well, Tom, really appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders and giving us the details of everything that's to come. And congratulations. I know a lot of hard work was put in by you and many others to get this done, and we're looking forward to see what the renovations ultimately look like. But congratulations.
Thanks, guys. It's an exciting time to be part of the Dolphins, you know, spending the morning out there yesterday and, you know, what Coach Philbin and Dennis Hickey are doing and Bill Lazor and Kevin Coyle and all the players and, you know, there's a great culture building there right now. There's a great optimism, and certainly, you know, moving forward with a renovated stadium is going to be a very positive thing for the franchise and for all the fans. So we're looking forward to it.
So are we. Thanks again, Tom. Good catching up with you. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Tom Garfinkel, CEO of the Miami Dolphins, joining us on the Metro PCS Hotline. For unlimited access to all interviews on the Metro PCS Hotline, visit thefinsiders.com.